My husband is very smart and very quiet and an introvert and does very well. And then married me. And we've been exactly the opposite, but it has worked. He's a big man. He's 6'4". He can kick a door in, and I like that. He works like a dog, and he loves a baby. Let me tell y'all that he is a baby cuddler at East Tennessee Children's Hospital. He cuddles the drug-dependent babies every week of the world as a volunteer. I know, sweet. He didn't help me with mine. But... he was out making a living and paying for all this. We've got two still in college, and I wanted a fourth baby so bad when my baby child went to kindergarten. I nearly grieved myself to death. I thought, Lord, what am I going to do with all this time on my hands? I hope I don't get hooked on whiskey and start honky-tonking. And about 3 weeks into her going to kindergarten, I was like, Woohoo! Now I'm going to get a pap smear without somebody sitting on my head. But my husband, when I dropped her off, he said, meet me at the IHOP. Because he knows that pancakes get me through a hard time. And I was crying, and I said, I want another baby. And he said, why don't you get a job? Yeah, right. So... I said, I want a fourth baby. And he said, y'all are sucking the financial life out of me. So he bought me a dachshund. I had that dachshund for years. She's gone now. But let me tell you, she and I both got thyroid issues. She had cushions. I was walking her in our neighborhood one day, and a little girl came out in her driveway, and she said, can I pet your groundhog? Oh, y'all. So about my husband. All right, so my husband is a big man and is 6'4". I'm 5'8". We breed big kids. And we wanted them to be in sports and when they were growing up. And so we made them do all kinds of mess they didn't want to do. And we put our boy, when he was little bitty, we put him in T-ball. He hated it. I don't know if any of y'all have had a baby play T-ball, but for those of you who don't know, T-ball season, it's about 110 degrees outside. It's little children that are 4, look like they've got a diaper on under their baseball pants or a pull-up. The games last about 3 hours. Nobody ever hits the ball, throws the ball, catches the ball. Makes contact with the ball. My baby laid in a fetal position in the outfield the entire season. He never touched a ball. Every once in a while, he'd pop his little head up and say, water. One game, it was so hot, and I told the middle one to go out and take her brother a water bottle. She was about 2 and a half, and she went walking out there with a tutu and a crown and a wand and her pink prostitute shoes from Walmart. She walked about halfway, stopped, got a glazed look over her eyes, pulled her little panties to the side, and pooped in the T-ball field. She really did. So I had to run out there and get a stick and flick it into the woods because I didn't want another child to step in it or think it was a milk dud.
This guy, I don't know how he grew up. Like, maybe they're on a budget or something. But, like, he come to me the other day. He's like, hey, babe, can I use your toothbrush real quick? I said, what? like, that's the option for you? Like, you're thinking about it? Sick. He's like, what? It's just like kissing. We kiss at the same thing. I do not scrape off your tartar with my tongue. I mean, I know I'm pretty amazing. But I'm almost positive I cannot prevent cavities. My husband likes to leave his shoes right in the middle of a walkway. Like, as soon as you open the door, boom, shoes. Now, you couldn't kick them off to the side. That was hard to do. So all throughout the house, I just trip over shoes like, oi, sorry, dog. And we're still real new, so like, I still try to look cute when I sleep. I'll probably grow out of that one real quick. But right now, I still try to look cute, right? But it's kind of hard because I sleep with Invisalign trays in my mouth. So sometimes when I wake up, my lip will get stuck to the plastic tray. I wake up looking like Fire Marshal Bill. Like, full on, let me show you, Shantan. My face will be all greasy. That's not cute. So when I feel myself starting to wake up, like, I'll fix my lip real quick. I put grease on my lip like it's gloss. Make it work. Make it work. And we're pretty good with decision making, right? Like, he'll come to me with stuff, I'll come to him with stuff, like teamwork, you know? But every now and then, he'll try to go off and do his own thing. Like, recently, we just bought some curtains for the house, and I told him, I said, when you're at the store, take a picture of them and send it to me before you buy it, right? But he forgot that part. So I came home to these gaudy Armenian curtains hanging in my house that are like 2 feet too short. I got high water curtains. Like, first thing, my brother came over the house, he's like, why you got capri pant curtains? My husband and I travel a lot for work. He travels with music, I travel with jokes. And sometimes we'll go to like some small town, like nobody has ever heard of this town, like these people haven't even heard of their own town. And when you fly to a small town, you have to fly on a small plane. And I went to a town recently where the plane I was on, I don't even think it had an engine. I'm pretty sure it was a paper plane. Like, it just had two propellers out front. Like, as you step onto the plane, you had to take turns spinning the propeller. Like, it's The Price is Right. I checked my seat assignment. It says shotgun. They had one flight attendant. She was wearing regular clothes and a name tag. Like, real suspicious. And I fly a lot, so I'm used to the way things work on an airplane, right? I'm used to the announcements they make, like, flight attendants, prepare for landing. I'm used to hearing that kind of stuff, right? But on this plane, we got a different announcement. It sounded more like, Stephanie, we're coming in. Stephanie. What's this, a family-owned plane? Stephanie, if you eat any more of that potato salad you made for the church picnic last week, you bring it on up to the cockpit. Thank you.
I've done every kind of exercise in the world, and when I was y'all age, I was so gung-ho, and I wanted to go and do, and I wanted to be firm and tone, and then one day I just said, I don't care, but, and that's a good feeling too, but when I was y'all's age, I was big into CrossFit. Do y'all have CrossFit here? Ooh. I hope y'all don't end up in a boot. All right. It is bad mama jamma. And they came to Knoxville, and they, these young boys in their early 20s opened it up, and they were darling. And they both had little fannies that looked like baseballs. And I wanted my fanny to look like a baseball. So I got my good friend Becky. Becky and I joined CrossFit together. For those of you who don't know, it's like military moves, push-ups, pull-ups, that kind of thing. They'd put a big tractor tire in the parking lot, and they'd set Becky in it, and I'd pull her across the parking lot while she held her purse. Well, these boys came to us one day, and they said, "Hey, we're going to have a contest, and whoever wins it gets 3 months of free training." And it's going to be for the women and for the men. It's going to last 10 weeks. We're going to take your before and after picture, and then the whole gym's going to vote on whose body has changed the most. And we were like, yes. So one day, we show up, didn't know it was picture day. I had on a horrible-looking sports bra that had lost all of its support, and I should have bizzed it the night before. It had a gray tint to it, and it really wasn't gray. It was white. And if I'd have known it was going to be picture day, I'd have gotten a spray tan. But anyway, they said, take your top off to me and Becky, and they go, just leave on your sports bra and your spandex, and we're going to take your picture. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I didn't want those little boys to not ever want to marry and have children. So I said, Becky, me and you, we're going in the back. I said, I'm taking Becky's picture and she'll take mine. So we went in the back room, and Becky went. And I said, what are you doing, Becky? Don't you want to win this thing? I want to win it. So I took my spandex and shoved it under my stomach and went. Thank you. Oh, it was a sight. These kids put it on the internet. Because that's what kids do. So if y'all Google it, and you see this poor woman with her head cut off with these two feed sacks. Oh, it was a sight. But what they said, they go, okay, and when I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, you are what you eat, and I look like a big bun, is what I look like. But they said, you're going to eat paleo, and it's what God put upon the earth to sustain us. So if you can run it down and kill it, dig it out of a ground, pick it off of a bush, you can eat it. So that's lean meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts, berries, and seeds. That's no grain, no dairy. When's the last time any of y'all ever got off of white flour? Anybody? Oh, and you still can yell. Okay. Good for you. Oh my gosh, I had the shakes. Becky and I both were shaking. We drank a bunch of coffee. Then we had to have our teeth whitened. Anyway, my husband said, you are so hateful. Will you please eat a piece of white bread? I mean, it was awful. I mean, how horrible if somebody had to get off of heroin. I mean, and I don't know what that's like, but I watched Shaft when I was little, and I remember it being a booger when somebody had to get off of heroin. This felt similar. It may not have been. Anyway, they took the after picture, and I made sure I had a spray tan. Let me tell you that, honey, because a spray tan takes 12 pounds off of you. Anyway, I had a spray tan. I had on a really cute sports bra and spandex. And I took mine, and I'm ashamed to tell y'all, but I won that thing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so ashamed.
One of my cousins in Hawaii, he tried to teach me how to surf, right? But see, surfing and I do not go hand in hand because when I get in the ocean, I only go up to about right here. So if we could catch a wave in this level, let's do this. Right? Because this is how I'm thinking. Like, God forbid I need to be rescued for some reason. I want it to be as simple as 1, 2, gotcha. Right? Like, that's it. This is as deep as I go right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll dunk, like, real quick, like, ooh. I didn't even know there was multiple kinds of surfing. Like, my cousin, he does kite surfing, regular surfing, all kind of surfing. I have come to realize there are two kind of people in Hawaii, the kind that surf and Japanese people. I don't know if you've ever been, but I got off the plane a little confused. I sure did. I was like, Mr. Pilot, I think we better round everybody up, went a little too far. And these are the kind of Japanese people with money, right? Like, they wear all the name designer brands all at the same time. That's all this one girl wearing, some Gucci sandals, a Prada shirt, a Louis Vuitton bag, and like an Ed Hardy blinged out hat. All the name designers, don't none of them match. Really, how'd this girl get dressed in the morning? She must have walked in her closet, closed her eyes, and was like, what to wear today? Ta-da! Or it's probably like, ta-ra! After Hawaii, we went to an island called Guam. And yeah, all right, tomorrow in the building, hey! I see you. Yeah, I love that island, it was beautiful. I had a great time on that island. My only complaint is I got bit by a fish. Didn't even know that was possible.
My boy is 24 years old, and he is married. He got out of college. He met his college sweetheart his freshman year. He said he would never marry young, but he did, and he brought her home. And who in here has had boys and girls? Can you clap? Who do you think's easier to raise? I mean, just yell it out, boys or girls?
Boys.
Boys, every once in a while, a little frail woman will yell, girl. And she's probably being threatened. But anyway, no. We love our girls. I love my girls. I truly do. And I know that when I'm in the nursing home, they'll be the ones to come and pluck my chin hairs. Because my boy will be off with his wife and her people. Because he said to me, he brought her home and he said, you've got a terrible look on your forehead. And I said, oh, it's nothing against her. It's just I'm jealous because I thought you would only love me. I know that's twisted. I know it is. But he was the best thing that ever happened to me. All right, my kids all yell at me and my husband, everybody's in a bad mood all the time. And he's the only one that's never fussed at me. And he was just the sweetest child growing up. And so when he said he was going to marry somebody and move off, it was awful. But let me say that I love her. And they live near us. And she's like another child to me. And it has been a blessing. She is very sweet and has forgiven me for my forehead looks. But anyway, but he said to me right before they got married, he goes, Mom, she's going to be my immediate family. You're now my extended family. He said, Mom, that's biblical. I thought, why did I show him the Bible? Let me tell y'all about him. He's an old soul. Have you ever met anybody that was an old soul? He was born an 80-year-old man. He has had a garden since he was in sixth grade. He plays the mountain dulcimer and the banjo. He woodworks. He makes spoons. He makes spoons. I mean, he is so yummy. All right, his favorite music is gospel bluegrass. His favorite, oh, well, no. Okay. Ding-a-ding-a-ding. All right. His favorite artist was Dr. Ralph Stanley. Dr. Ralph, look at you. Knowing who Dr. Ralph Stanley is. Okay, for those of you who don't, he was on the Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou. That is probably the most famous thing he did. But he was the godfather of Mountain Soul. He ended up dying at like 92. He had a little cowboy hat propped on his head. Yummy. Okay, he would come through Knoxville, and I would take my son to see Dr. Ralph when my son couldn't drive. They propped little Dr. Ralph up on stage because he was so old. I almost threw my panties at him because that's what you do to Tom Jones. And I love him. But anyway, I was standing there listening to Dr. Ralph Stanley singing gospel bluegrass. And I think to myself, how many teenage boys are listening to this? What are teenage boys listening to? Rihanna. Walk a Flock of Flame. Some of that nasty goings on. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I had to yell at my boy, turn that gospel bluegrass down. You're out of control. If I hear I Saw the Light one more time.
I think I gravitate towards Filipinos because we're very similar. Mexicans, Filipinos are very similar. You know what I mean? Like, we have big families. Y'all have big families. We live at the same house. Y'all live at the same house. Very similar. One of my good friends, she's Filipino, right? And one day her grandma was driving, and she probably shouldn't have been, but she was. And you may think you know where I'm going with a joke, but you don't, so just wait for it. So her little Filipino grandma, she's driving, and all of a sudden she hit a dog. I know, it was really sad. But her response to that was, "Oy, sorry, dog." "Oy, sorry, dog." So at least she apologized. And now I just use that in everyday life. Like if I trip over something, I'm like, "Oy, sorry, dog." "Oy, ayah, oy." I feel like all my Filipino friends are real jumpy. Like they get scared real easily. Like my friend Penny, she's Filipino. She gets scared of everything. You don't have to do anything scary. Just walk around the corner unannounced. "Ay, no, 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 putas mo." "You scare me, huh?" "Oh, yeah, hey." Filipinos go through like 10 different scared facial expressions. "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah." One time I was at the mall at like Orange Julius or something, and there's a little Filipino lady working the register, right? And she went to hand me my receipt, but it dropped, so she goes, "Ay, ay, 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 ay." "Just a receipt, I got it." Yeah, so we don't want no kids. And my husband and I, we're still real new, right? Like, we just got married last summer. We had just moved in together. So we're still, like, figuring each other out, right? Like, our little things we do, our little rules we have, right? Like for instance, like, my toothbrush, right? I like to be the only one that uses my toothbrush.